Funboy Speaks, episode 316, Digital Music Shopping.
I'm sure longtime tech douchebags remember the days when you bought music on the internet and it had DRM. And, well, I mean, that's been pretty much obliterated now. And, you know, what that allows me to do as a consumer, of course, is shop around and get the best music for the best price. And so even though I'm primarily an iOS person, as far as the handset I use on a day-to-day basis, I buy music on Amazon sometimes because, let's face it, they have better deals and I'm going to go where the better deal is. And if I can, you know, if I get the same quality music from Amazon that I get from Apple, why would I pay more for it? You know, and especially since with iTunes Match, right, I can essentially import anything into iTunes and it'll play it and it'll use the iTunes version if it exists. Although something I find problematic at times is that it doesn't always realize that what I downloaded from Amazon is the same thing that you have on Apple. So they both do ID3 tags differently. So and actually, I don't like the way Amazon does it. I like the way that Apple does it a little bit better, just in terms of how things are put into the ID3 tags and the files I buy. But of course, you know, the challenge with that is that, you know, Amazon now, when you buy music, of course, has their own cloud player, much like iTunes Match, of course. And they have, you know, you can for the same price point for $25 a year, you can pretty much upload all your music to either of these services and you can use it, I think Apple's limit is 25,000 songs of stuff that's not in iTunes Match. And, you know, Amazon's limit is 250,000, which, you know, is a crazy amount of songs. I think I have, you know, 6 or 7,000 songs. So that's, you know, more than I could possibly use. But of course, you know, I don't really want to pay for both. The benefit of using the Apple stuff is, of course, it works well with iOS and, all of the apps that support music support importing stuff from iCloud. Whereas if I'm using Amazon, I can only use their player to access the music. There's no third-party players, and certainly I can't import the music into iTunes or whatever. So for me, it's kind of a no-brainer. Although, you know, Amazon, if you live a cross-platform life, actually Amazon's offering a little bit more compelling. Although I suppose I should check and see if they have a cloud player on Windows phone. That might be kind of cool. But anyway, and of course, you know, Microsoft has their own offering in this space too, I'm sure. But anyway, this is today. I actually bought an album off of Amazon because it was cheaper. And, so of course I'm going through this, downloading it in the Amazon cloud player, which, by the way, got updated the last time I looked at it, and it actually looks pretty decent. But as far as I live an iTunes life, so of course it has an export to iTunes option, which is nice, and so it downloads it and then puts it in my iTunes library, and then iTunes I can use iTunes Match, and it'll then go up into the cloud and be available on all of my iOS devices. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm going through a little extra trouble to save money, but that is, that's what tech douchebags do. Don't want to waste money. I mean, yeah, I could, you know, the albums in question are sometimes more expensive on iTunes, sometimes substantially more, because Amazon will have sales from time to time. So of course, that's when I buy an album on Amazon, is when it's on sale for a ridiculously cheap price. And I mean, in individual tracks, I don't usually bother buying them on Amazon, but if it's an album and it's, you know, the price is $5 versus, you know, 10 or something, I'll pay for it on Amazon because it's a better deal. So, and, you know, so yay for lack of DRM. And that's, you know, it'd be nice if we had that in movies and videos and other things. But, this is, at least I know how to navigate that. And, so it's nice to know that Amazon still has a competitive offering and that there are other choices. And I think Amazon's probably the better cross-platform choice. But, as I say, I guess I'm tied to the iTunes ecosystem because I have an iPhone, and so that's what I'm using. And I don't know that it's necessarily better, but it works better for me, which is why I use it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.